Is it an insult or is it a compliment? Sometimes it's hard to tell. If you are asking yourself this question, then you are dealing with a backhanded compliment. If someone wants to say something insulting to me, I'd rather they just insult me so I can deal with it directly versus sugarcoating the insult with a compliment, making it more difficult to respond. Before you respond to a backhanded compliment, back out of it. There's multiple ways you can deal with a backhanded compliment. You can simply not respond. You can acknowledge only the positive portion of the statement, or you can address the insult head on. For best results, I like using a combination of these response options. First, I don't respond immediately. I let the person sit with their statement for a while and let silence speak on my behalf. When I do respond, I just thank the person and call her or him out on it by saying something like, "I'm not sure if you meant that as a compliment or an insult, but thank you, I think." This lets the other person know you recognize their ulterior motive and will not be threatened by it. By calling them out on it, you set a boundary with that person on your level of tolerance when it comes to inappropriate put-downs. The pitch challenge today? Check yourself on backhanded compliments. Are you guilty of sugarcoating insults? This is a dangerous and habitual communication practice that, if used frequently, can spread like wildfire. The classic example is a parent-child relationship at any age. A parent may say, "You look like you've gained a little weight. You must be really happy right now." Or, "Wow, you've lost a lot of weight. Is everything okay at work?" When backhanded compliments are modeled by parents, bosses, managers, or teachers, they get duplicated and passed on. Back out of this negative communication practice and be generous with compliments and careful with insults. But never combine the two, as they are a recipe for negativity.